multiple habitat projects going on in the Bighorn National Forest. That's next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hagan. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department is conducting multiple wildlife habitat improvement projects in the Bighorn Mountains in cooperation with the Bighorn National Forest. The projects will be visible to forest users. The majority of the projects involve cutting encroaching evergreen trees to enhance riparian areas and associated wet meadows that provide high-quality forage for moose and other ungulates. Other projects involve cutting conifers to enhance growth of aspen tree communities. Conifers are being removed from a total of 1,000 acres. Funding for these projects is provided by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust Fund. The projects will likely be completed at the end of July. Riparian areas, the green ribbons of vegetation along rivers, streams, and lakes, are important habitats for many wildlife species, as are wet meadows that produce forage for ungulates such as mule deer, elk, and moose. Those areas can be impacted by encroachment of conifers. Sheridan Game and Fish habitat biologist Todd Kaltrider says, as you get more conifers in the system, they compete for water, sunlight, and nutrients and outcompete desirable riparian vegetation. He says as conifer density increases in riparian areas, we see a decrease in species like willow, aspen, and herbaceous plants, which provide forage and cover for a variety of wildlife species. Aspen communities are only 1% of vegetation in the Bighorns, but provide food and shelter for many species. As with wet meadows, conifer encroachment negatively impacts aspen stands, and removal reduces competition between the species for sunlight, water, and soil nutrients, which allows aspen stands to expand. Kaltrider says, as in wet meadows, conifers take water out of an aspen system and change the species composition of plants in the area. He says as conifers expand, they increase shade, and so aspen, not adapted to low light, are impacted due to lack of sunlight. The felled conifers will be left in place to discourage browsing animals from the area, allowing aspen shoots to grow and become established above an animal's reach. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.